BBC Sounds. Music, radio, podcasts.
Scott Mills.
Here's Wednesday's Scott Mills Daily Podcast. There's a magnificent bumbaleo, really energetic one today. Also, it appears that superfan Steve now has an impersonator, a bloke that's been ringing up other radio stations going, Steve.
Well, it's given a whole new life to something. Steve doesn't just have to be me. Steve could be anyone, right?
Yeah.
And we should encourage this more.
Yeah, do it more and then let us know when you did it.
Yeah.
Steve also appears to be on Love Island. He's getting around. More of your rat nominations. The Chris Stark Guide goes international this week as well for the first time. Scott Mills. And you're probably bored of it, but I need to talk about it. So everyone watches Love Island for an hour to see what's happened to Sharif, and all we get is he's left the villa. We know! People are raging.
Yeah. Well, it keeps you guessing, I guess, doesn't it?
I thought he would have said something by now.
Mm.
But apparently he's been hidden away in Mallorca. Also, where's the replacement?
Oh, I see what you mean, yeah. Well, we said this yesterday. We said that perhaps Steve could go in, Superfan Steve, that is.
Oh.
That'd be wonderful.
I mean, he'd be such an absolute hit with the ladies. Imagine it.
We're so lucky that, like, obviously we found each other, but also we've got such amazing friends as well, like, within the villa.
Steve.
Yeah?
Steve.
I think you should have planned this speech.
Steve.
I think it's too soon to do the whole boyfriend-girlfriend thing, but 100% exclusive.
Steve.
I will be your half-girlfriend, but we will not call it half-girlfriend.
Steve.
Until one day, potentially, we will use the B and the G word.
Steve.
Who cares about star signs? I'm hardwired to be with you. You're like a sun.
We're going to play that track in full later, Maisie Peters. It's a beautiful song.
It is a beautiful song, that
one. It is, and I think it's about to do a Freya Ridings.
Hey, what half-boyfriend, though?
Yeah, is that am I potentially your half-boyfriend?
Well, I'm just thinking, is it just everything without the Rudies?
I think so. So we kind of are.
I guess so.
Yeah. Also, Superfan Steve is popping up everywhere. He now has an impersonator. Right, so have you heard about this?
Yeah, I think this is brilliant and I'd like to encourage this more.
So someone has called up another radio station, Talk Sport.
Hello.
And they've called up as Steve. Now, are you sure this isn't
you? Yeah, this definitely isn't me, but I think this is amazing because, you know what, people can get onto these types of shows all the time, and if you do, and you get the chance to be Steve, we're probably going to play it.
Here we go. Here it is. When Steve called Talk Sport.
Who's that? 328?
Steve.
Hello, Steve.
Right, Steve. Steve's sound very serious. Sounds really serious.
What's up, Steve?
Steve.
Can you turn your radio off? Steve, can you just turn your radio off?
Steve.
Yeah, you're Steve. Can you turn your radio off, Steve?
What festival are you going to this year and
Dave? Nothing. Heard nothing.
What Steve? Festival? Steve.
Steve.
Yeah, you're Steve.
Steve.
I'm Steve.
Yeah.
Steve.
I'm talking music.
Yeah. Can you turn your radio off?
Steve.
Why do you keep repeating your name, Steve?
Hero. Amazing. More of that, please.
Steve.
Scott Mills.
We've got a spare rodent, and we need it to have a name at the moment. Our listener Verity's rat is without a name, and it's down to you. I'm accepting your nominations, and then from one of the rats in your life, this rat will get a new name.
Yeah, I think the kind of stories we're after is where people have been wronged. It's like exes who've done horrible things, that sort of thing, really.
Tom, who's your nom?
A guy called Anthony.
Okay. What did Anthony do to you?
So we were sort of dating each other for about 6 months, if you want to call it that. And I noticed when I was sat next to him one night that he had a particular app on his phone still.
Oh.
And this was like 5 months in. It was Yellow Facebook. Yeah. And I said, what's that doing on your phone? And he said, oh, it's just a bit of banter, isn't it?
Yellow Facebook. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so I said, why is that on your phone? And he said, oh, it's just a bit of banter, isn't it?
No, not really.
I said, no, I don't really see the punchline to this joke. And he said, oh, we just go on it when we're at uni just to see who's on it.
Yeah, but when are you meant to delete the apps?
I feel like if you're seeing someone that regularly, I don't feel like you need yellow Facebook anymore.
No.
And it's probably the worst kind of Facebook as well, so.
Yeah, well, it's not always the face, is it?
Can you see?
My friend had this, actually, where this guy was like, yeah, we can definitely date, but I'm not giving up the apps. And then when he was on a date with my friend, checking Grindr while on the date.
No.
Not okay.
No, it's not. Why? It's an addiction, isn't it? Clearly, they just need to sort of go to rehab and sort themselves out if they want that app that really that badly.
Oh, like one of my mates has got like repetitive strain injury from it.
From what?
Too much wrist action.
From constantly on it.
Yes.
There's no swiping either. It's not even like there's any effort.
No.
Okay. Always on the grind.
Always on the grind.
I mean, when he gets a new area, he'd get so excited.
Yeah, get a new radius to play with.
Yeah, if he ever goes away, like on business, you're like, yep, Birmingham, new area.
We'll consider rat naming application, though.
Please, please. I really think he deserves it.
What was his name again?
Anthony.
How did it end with Anthony?
Leaving a nightclub, going to get in a taxi, ended up bumping into his new flame, who wasn't a new flame, turned out to be an old flame.
Oh, rubbish. Oh,
this all sounds very, very bad.
I picked the good ones.
Yeah.
Scott Mills.
Loads of these nominations coming in now. If you've got a rat nomination, 81199. Taylor, who's your rat?
My rat is Callum, my ex.
Callum.
It is.
Quite a good rat name, actually.
I think it is a good rat name. It rolls off the tongue.
Callum the Rat.
Yeah, do you think it's a good rat name, or are you saying Callum sounds like the kind of name that could be a love rat? As in all Callums out there.
A little bit, yeah.
Right.
Well, to be fair, all of my experiences with Callums have been a little bit iffy, so not gonna lie, guys. I think it's the name.
Yeah, I've had one.
Really? You've had one. And Taylor, how about you? How many Callums?
I've had three. Oh,
three?
Wow, that's a lot of Callums.
Isn't it?
Right.
Why are you going for Callums?
Well, I don't. I actually normally go for Sams, but most of the Sams I've been with aren't really rats.
Same.
Wow, you two are exactly the same.
Right, we've got a lot in common here, Taylor.
Okay, Sams are okay generally, but yeah. What's going on with the Callums then? Why do you go for them?
Well, I don't really know. It's one of those names where it could be quite manly, quite nice, but apparently not the Callums that I've been going with, so there you go.
Okay, tell me about this one in particular, because there's one that's standing out of the three, isn't there?
He basically cheated on me, which is, it's not fine, of course, but that's quite, you know, common for people to do that. So I thought, right, fine, he's cheated on me, whatever. Nope. He pretended that this girl was his cousin because they have the same last name. So when I saw them talk to each other on Facebook, I was like, oh, who's that? Just out of curiosity. And he said, oh, it's my cousin. I thought nothing of it.
Well, you wouldn't. If someone says it's your cousin, they've got the same name. I wouldn't think anything of it.
So how'd you find out?
My friend screenshotted that he was in a relationship because he broke up with me. I think it was either on Valentine's Day or the day after. And then he was in a new relationship. It wasn't until I realised that it was the same girl he told me about. That's how I found out. It was screenshotted to me.
Do you think he was seeing her while he was seeing you?
Oh, no, he definitely was, because they were talking at that time. And then they were together 2 weeks after. It wasn't until I realised that all the chats that he was talking about, I thought they were a little bit weird because they were putting, like, love hearts and stuff to each other. And then that kind of gave it away that was, I don't really do that much with my family. I'm not sure about anyone else. But it was really, like, it was flirty.
Yeah, I suppose the obvious question has to be asked here. Can you be sure it isn't his cousin?
Oh.
Well, they're engaged and they've just had a baby. So I think it's going to be a little bit weird if it is his cousin. And if he's listening, he knows it's him, because there's not a lot of people that do that.
Ah!
I just want to say hello. And I'm doing really, really good.
Oh, that's good to hear. And do you know what? That's very Taylor of you as well.
Love.
Very Taylor of me.
Love the empowering lyrics. You go, girl.
Yeah. Thanks, Callum.
Scott Mills. I'm blaming.
What's Scott Mills?
Oh, I love her. She was so confused when Clara mentioned me to her.
What's Scott Mills?
It was almost like you're a thing in her mind.
What's Scott Mills?
Rather than a person.
Oh, I'm so ready for this.
Amor de compra y venta, amor del pasado.
Halfway through the week. Let's have a little celebration. Liam in Morecambe, and loads of you wanted this for the gap.
February 1st trivia answer tonight, Sunday. What do you reckon the question might be?
Father's Day.
What about Father's
Day? Father's Day is on Sunday.
Yeah, but what's the question?
Oh. No, I don't know.
Oh. You're close. I just need the question.
Oh. Like, I'm not too sure.
Like, the answer's Sunday, but what would the question be?
All I know is Father's Day.
Yeah, you're kind of right. I just need to know the question.
Like, the 35th?
Yeah. I just need it in a question form, though. Like, as a question. Like, maybe, like, what day is Father's
Day? What day is Father's Day? Sunday.
Yeah, so what would the question be?
Father's Day is on Sunday.
Yeah, but if it was to be a question, it would be, what day is Father's Day? So what
day is Father's Day, right?
Yeah, so the answer's Sunday.
Sunday.
What do you reckon the question might be?
What's the question, right? Oh, don't know.
You're 90% there. You need to give me the question.
Sunday.
What you need to say to me, what day is Father's Day?
Oh.
Okay. The answer's Sunday. What's the question?
What day is Father's Day?
You got it.
We need to find her.
We do need to find her. Max in Portsmouth wants this from Radio 2 and Richard Madeley.
I will be spending tomorrow building a brand new barbecue, having friends over for late afternoon nosh in the garden.
After we thought that Sharif had pooed in the pool yesterday, Daffy from Aberystwyth is asking for this, one of my fave videos of all time.
Disgusting!
Louise in Colchester, Emma in Stoke, Steve in Aberdeen, and so many more wanted Cheryl with Superfan Steve. In 2009, which Girls Aloud member won FHM World Sexiest Women?
Steve.
Yes?
Nadine.
The answer was Cheryl, actually. What breed of animal is Cheryl's beloved pet, Buster?
Cheryl. Steve.
I'll let you have it, Cheryl.
Chihuahua.
Steve. I think I was first.
Okay. No, I think it was Cheryl myself.
Chihuahua.
Yeah,
gay.
Pardon? Did you say gay?
Saggy.
Is your pet gay?
I think so, but I don't know how you know that.
Matthew in Swansea and Liam trucking to Colchester want this from Gardener's Question Time on Radio 4.
London N1P. 1RU. Details of all of those, of course, on the Gardener's Question Time pages of the Radio 4 website. Another question, please.
Good afternoon. I'm Dick Soper from Great Sexham.
Come on, Dick. Sam in Huddersfield wants you telling someone in the UK that you're calling from the UK.
Well, yeah, I'm calling from the UK. Your bike shop's quite famous. Oh, you're in the UK as well. Sorry, we've just done that. Sorry. A mess.
And I want this. Polyphonic bumbalay.
Let's have it.
Let's have you then, 8199.
Good afternoon. I'm Dick Soper from Great Sexham.
He'll be bumbling hard right now, won't he?
In Great Sexham.
Yep.
Dan in Worthing. He's in a band. He's got a gig tonight. Love him, Bumbleo Gap. Emma in Windsor. Matthew in Doncaster. In his mum's car.
Vroom, vroom. Hello.
Mark Kelly from Luton. Says Father's Day Sunday. Rob the plumber. He's always on.
Always on.
Always. Sam in Bristol. Dan in Midsummer Norton. Charlie and Grace on the way to the airport to go to Turkey.
Turkey. Charlotte in Shropshire training for her 10K.
Simone in Porthcawl, super bored at work. Steve, doing some drainage work somewhere in Essex. James, Joe and another Steve, having a beer. Kate and Bucks is bumbling despite having a toddler just spew everywhere. Lush. Andrew the prawn fisher.
Hot job.
Mm. Actually not, when you come in at night.
Actually,
is it?
No. Oh, stink of prawn.
Georgia. And Jemima in Grimsby.
Oh. Getting this in my mouth is too good.
Does that make him a prawno, then? I suppose it does in a way, doesn't it? Jamie and Joe, the road surveyors, bumbling in the van in Kent.
Liam in Preston, bumbling hard. Reese from Battle. Will and Hector in Bournemouth.
Jack bumbling his diggers off in Worcester.
Louise in Colchester.
Hello to Sinead. She's in the garden at the moment.
And Mark in his taxi in Totnes. And Joe and Stuart in Whittam, Essex.
Scott Mills.
Hello, Radio 1, who's this?
Hiya, I'm Kerry.
Hey, Kerry, how can I help you?
Hiya. Did you say you're playing Maisie Peters?
I am going to play Maisie Peters.
Yeah.
Are you a massive fan?
I am a massive fan.
Okay, did you see the song was on the background of Love Island last night?
So, I saw it on her Instagram. I unfortunately don't watch Love Island.
Oh, okay, so how did you find Maisie?
Just through the internet, through other artists and stuff. Yeah, I'm a big fan of like looking at smaller artists and watching them grow. So
yeah,
yeah, just through that.
That's
okay.
Really cool, isn't it? Because it does feel like she's about to do something really special with this. Scott,
she's
I saw that she was she was played on Love Island and also according to her Twitter in a Toby Carvery
that's
as well.
That's a lot to handle.
I mean, she's made it. Like that's it. I think that's it.
It's a lot to handle in one day. That she put on social media. Woke up and remembered we live in a post-Maisie Peters being played on Love Island timeline. It's a lot to handle.
Yeah, it just needs EastEnders and Radio 1 now, and
yeah.
Then what a day.
And that's it, and then that's it, job done.
I'm really pleased you're a fan.
Yeah, I absolutely love her.
Okay, and the song is beautiful, actually. I mean, it's perfect for Love Island, for a little love scene.
Beautiful song.
Okay, I can do the Radio 1 bit now and then it's up to EastEnders and then like
yeah,
May.
Exactly.
When she gets played in the VIP.
Thanks for your help with the boosting us. Yeah,
yeah, exactly right. This is Maisie Peters and Feels Like This on Radio 1. Fan base is freaking out just like they did last night when Maisie got played on Love Island. That must be so weird because you don't get told before.
Yeah. Oh, you don't get told before?
Well,
definitely.
If you look at her social from last night, she's like, can't say those two words. Blah, blah, blah. I'm on Love Island. WTF.
Yeah. It
in
really
capsules.
Feels like the music on Love Island this year as well is like sort of bang on, actually.
I wonder whose job that is because I doff my cap to you.
Yeah.
You are doing a fantastic job. Whoever's choosing whoever does the social media and whoever does the music for it.
Yes. Yeah.
Because they played Lewis on the first episode as well. Of course
yeah.
They did.
But it's like just good dance songs as well at the right time. Anyway, that song is beautiful.
Yeah.
Love it.
We played it before. I know Greg's played it as well. Amy in Fife says, that was a true GB moment. That'll be the goosebumps. I've never heard this before, but I had to stop to listen. My new fave, Maisie Peters.
One of those that's a bit tricky if you've maybe just been dumped and you're in that sort of fragile state, maybe not quite the moment.
Well, that's kind of why I enjoyed Lewis Capaldi on Breakfast with Greg James today, because he is king of sad bangers.
Yeah.
But to make up for it, absolutely hilarious. I feel that Maisie Peters may be the same. Like 19 from Brighton, pretty cool, quite funny, but really sad songs. It's Scott Mills here. We have got another Chris Stark guide, and for the first time, we are going international.
Scott Mills, BBC
Radio 1.
Scott Mills.
Richard from Wales, but now lives in Plymouth. Hello.
Hello.
Right, tell us what you've just eaten and be honest.
Oh, I might have had two cheesecakes.
Two?
Yeah.
What, whole ones?
Well, Lord, we're like the slices. I did buy two because I was going to give one to my girlfriend, but I had the first one and I was like, oh, I've got to get another bit of that.
Oh, I've done that so many times. But yeah, I did buy it for you, but then I ate it, so sorry.
Oh, my God.
You must feel really full. You're probably buzzing right now, and then in an hour, you're going to crash.
I am so going to crash. Not literally, because I am a delivery driver.
Okay, what are you delivering?
All sorts. Garden fences, artificial grass, you name it, everything in between.
Do you normally have a preference on bangers? Who do you normally choose? Which selections do you like the most?
I usually go for Chris, but, you know, it's all about the song.
It is all about the song,
it's
yeah.
It's down to the song.
I guess it's just one of those, isn't it, that you generally go with one person because they can be different like that. However, I'm hearing today is a really good battle on bangers. I'm hearing you've got a good one. I don't know what it is, though.
Here it is. Tune. Destiny's Child, Survivor.
Yeah, that is a very you song, now.
Not heard it for so long.
Yeah,
okay,
nice.
You can have that. My banger choice today. It's random, but it's well good.
Oh, yeah.
It is Biggie Smalls, Juicy.
Lovely.
I'll tell you what made me choose this. I have been watching Love Island. I'm not ashamed to say it. And I saw the guys trying to nail the rap on this.
Yes, I've seen that. I've been watching it as well.
And it made me think, what a tune this is.
I wonder where you got that from.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, a bit of a random one.
All right.
Banger, though.
So, Richard, it's down to you.
Oh, it's such a tough decision.
Yeah, they're both good.
I am going to have to stick with Chris. Oh,
wow. Yeah,
this, when this kicks in, though, one of the best.
To all the teachers that told me I never amount to nothing. To all the people that lived above the buildings that I was hustling from that called the police on me when I was just trying to make some money to feed my daughter. Yeah.
I've gone off topic.
No, not at all.
Radio 1's Life Hacks.
1.
There's no getting away from it. Some things are just pretty hard to talk about.
It's probably easier to start or find a relationship. Before, it's basically just like whoever's down your road, wasn't it?
But on the Life Hacks podcast, we're not squeamish. We are not embarrassed.
When we thought, oh, let's do it in our underwear to show that runners' bodies come in all shapes and sizes, yeah, right? We were worried about the chafing.
From mental health to modern relationships, sex and more.
We say what no one else will. Radio 1's Life Hacks. With Katie Thistleton and Dr. Rada. Download it now on BBC Sounds.
And if you don't know, now you know, you know, you know.
That's right, that's right. So, oh, oh, oh. East Coast.
And if you don't know, now you know, you know. Let the beat down in the house.
Biggie Smalls.
Junior Mafia, Mad Flavor.
I see you, I see you, I see you.
Yeah.
Come on.
Lewis and Telford says, banger. Jesse and Ben are on their way to download. They love that. Natalie says, quality tune. You've completely made my day by playing Biggie. Busy day here at the office from Tom in Exeter.
Decent throwback, that, isn't it?
Really good. I mean, on an average day, I would have had that with Destiny's Child.
Yeah, I agree.
But not an average day if you choose Biggie Smalls. That one today.
Scott Mills.
The very talented JP Cooper is coming to see us tomorrow. You know what's coming, don't you?
Yeah, I do.
At the moment, he seems to be taking this in good spirits. But this morning, I have been having a little play around in my bedroom. After what one of our listeners said yesterday about this new track, which JP, by the way, is a great pop record.
It's a brilliant song. He tweeted a little emoji of a shark yesterday after we did this.
Yeah, so I think he's fine with it.
Mm.
But one of our listeners pointed out that the song is Adult Baby Shark. So what I've done is, well, like I said, let's have a little play around in my
bedroom.
I don't
know about this.
Maybe you could sing it. But I don't ever want you to think of Baby Shark when I'm playing this excellent track by JP Cooper, please.
Scott Mills. Maybe you could sing it.
Can we get that on the terraces, please?
I'd love to see you try.
Is it hard?
I'd just love to see you at the front, turn around,
everybody,
and attempt JP Cooper on the terraces.
Would it just be me?
I think it could work.
Yeah.
But I'd love to see you try.
How does that work? Like, who introduces them in the first place?
Mate, I've never quite been able to work it out. There's always, like, in the rookery, where I'm stood normally, at Watford, there's this one guy who's just loud the whole game, and often then people around him will join in.
Yeah, but how do new ones start?
It's tricky.
Because I'm keen. A lone man on a mission.
I'm writing this down.
Okay.
And we will attempt it at some point.
That's right. It was James and Shipley who made the baby shark comment first, and he's now trying to take credit for the mashup I just did.
Scott Mills.
We know you enjoy Chris's guides to various towns and cities, so we've got another Chris Stark guide to Britain for you. But this time it's not Britain. We're going international. Hi, Alec.
Hi.
So you need one of Chris's guides in your life, right?
I really do. Me and my girlfriend were going on our first holiday together, and we don't know what we're going to do whilst we're there.
Where are you going?
Krakow in Poland.
Oh, I've been there.
Any good?
Actually really good, yeah.
Oh, good.
You'll have a great time. I mean, the man that can tell you more is sat right here with me now.
Yeah, I'm going to give you all the info.
Why have you chosen Krakow?
Because it is dirt cheap.
Is it Krakow or Krakow?
I'm going to call it Krakow in this.
Okay.
But I'm sure it's open to debate. Also, Alec, just a bit of a question for you. Have you been to Krakow with another girl before? Hello?
Nope.
Why did it take you so long to answer?
Okay, so what we'll do is I'm going to give you a I'm going to give you a guide, and I suppose it is a bit of a different one, this, Scott. It's about looking forward to a holiday. Recently we've had people on who've wanted guides about their own hometowns, and I'm ready to crack on.
Or crack off.
See?
Right, we'll do it next.
Scott Mills.
Alec is here.
Hey.
And you're going to Krakow soon with your girlfriend. What's her name?
She's called Rachel.
And this is your first holiday together?
Yeah.
So, yeah, you want it to be a good one, don't you?
All right, well, look, I'm going to make this as classy as possible for you as well, so you can give her the ultimate holiday. We've got a lot to get through with this one, lots of information. Are you ready?
I'm excited for our first ever Chris Stark guide, which is going international.
Krakow, Krakow, Krakow. We're going international, people. For you, Alec, it's just 2 hours, 30 minutes by plane from the glamorous London Luton Airport.
Not anywhere near London.
I know. And touch down at Pope John Paul II, Krakow Balius International Airport, named after one of Krakow's most famous sons, Pope John Paul II. Krakow's Poland's second largest but oldest city, situated on the Vistula River. The old town is a UNESCO World Heritage Site with 6,000 historic sites and more than 2 million, that's right, 2 million works of art. The best way to explore the old town is to do it district by district.
It's really old, Alec.
Is it old?
The districts are I, IV, VI, and so on.
Are you sure these are not the Roman numerals?
It's the Roman numerals, but I never, aside from 1, 2, and 3, I'm never quite sure what goes on with the Roman numerals.
What's 1?
I.
What's 2?
II.
What's 3?
III.
What's 5?
There it gets tricky.
V.
Is it V?
Yeah. Don't put V's at me.
If I had to pick out one highlight of the old town, it would be the massive market square. It was the largest plaza in the medieval world. It's been voted the world's best square, and the clock tower has Poland's biggest bell. Word of warning, it is illegal to feed the pigeons in the square. And a holiday to Krakow wouldn't be complete without a trip to the Wawel Castle. The Chopin Gallery, or maybe...
Let me just butt in there. I think you mean Chopin.
The Chopin Gallery, yeah.
There's classical music.
It doesn't read...
It reads Chopin, but it is Chopin.
You could do all that, or you could partake in Krakow's more specialist activities.
Oh, God.
Steak and strip meal. Enjoy a two-course steak meal with 2 beers and entertainment included. Take a trip on a strip bus. Equipped with a top stereo system, darkened windows, disco lights. Everyone gets 1 beer each on arrival.
Why are they all stripping so much?
Or perhaps you and your girlfriend could enjoy an arrest and strip experience. Two experienced agents will humiliate.
He's going with his girlfriend. This is not appropriate for that, is it, Alec?
I feel like it won't really be up the street, I won't lie.
No.
I don't think there's a meal included in that one. And it doesn't say about the drinks with that either. But Alec, are you feeling hungry? The world famous Krakow sausage, the tasty large ringed Krakow bagel, and Siski beer are just some of the local delicacies. And good news, it's 5 Polish zloty to the pound, so a beer will cost you about 80 pence. And while supping at Siski in the old town, you might spot famous Krakowians like Michael Szpak, Eurovision 2016 entrant, and founder of Max Factor Makeup, Max Factor. Did you know that?
No.
Did you know that Max Factor is the name of the...
Yeah,
name.
I knew that it was, they're called Max Factor.
Yeah, but it is named, the person who invented it is a Max. There is a Max Factor that exists.
It's like Armani, same.
Yeah, it's mad that, isn't it?
It's a
real
man,
person,
Derek.
Yeah. Is Daffodoff a real person?
I'm not sure.
Yeah. I'd love to know that, actually. But that's for another guy.
Jupe isn't.
Yeah, Jupe. Yeah. Also, it's home to Eurovision semi-finalist 2019. They didn't qualify for the final. A supergroup called Tulia.
Turn this off. It's like loads of alarms going off at once.
Not for you, this.
It didn't qualify, no, terrible.
Krakow's old town is also known as the Young Town, as it's Poland's biggest student city. Scott, play European night out music for me. If you want to get your Krakow on a Friday night, why not check out Club Pod, Shakers, Beer Zone, Frantic, Zed Ust Du Ust. However, if you end up in Gentleman's Diamonds, a warning, it's not a jeweler's. If you're missing home, Krakow has two Tesco's, a Rolls-Royce dealership and a Topshop.
I feel like I could do that anytime I like here.
The city is twinned with Edinburgh, Rome, and the delicious butter-breaded chicken dish, Kiev. I don't know how that works, you just said it on the internet.
Kiev is in Ukraine, I've been there. Yeah.
And Alec, this guide would not be complete without a few handy language tips. Dzień dobry means good day. Prosy means please.
Say that again.
Prosy means please. Graba klaxlini moza latach, which means a fat duck can't fly. So, Alec, crack on and enjoy Krakow.
How you feeling, Alec?
I knew you'd have my back.
Always, Alec.
Thank you so much. I'm sorted.
Scott Mills.
I'm really pleased that Katy Perry and Taylor Swift have finally ended their feud.
Have they?
Yeah.
But I thought they'd done this already.
Nah. The beef is over. Well, no, they did make friends for a while, but then one of them said something again. I don't know.
It was a truce of some kind.
Yeah, but Katie's now made it Instagram official by sharing a plate of freshly baked cookies, which, to be honest, for someone that has the money of Katy Perry, look poor.
But hang on, what's the deal with the cookies? Is she giving them to Taylor Swift?
The cookies have Peace at Last on the plate, and she's put Feels Good at Taylor Swift and tags her location as Let's Be Friends.
Well, here's the big question, though. What's in the cookies?
Don't eat them, Taylor.
Scott Mills.
Ellie in Sussex says, OMG, call my boyfriend. He always says, what day is Father's Day? Whenever I mention the word Sunday. Might give Arthur a call at some point, see how he responds. So you know this clip. We've been playing it for a couple of years now. It's when I went to New Zealand and my cousin told me about this awesome radio quiz they did there.
Be reverse trivia answer tonight, Sunday. What do you reckon the question might be?
Father's Day.
What about Father's Day?
Father's Day is on Sunday.
So I'm going to see how many people know this. I'm going to call in a number at random now.
See, I don't think so many people do. See, I don't know.
See, I don't know. Ray, what's the question?
Hello.
What day is Father's Day?
Sunday.
Yeah, but what's the question?
What day is Father's Day?
Father's Day is on Sunday.
No, it's not.
Well, it is.
No, it's not.
It is. It's this Sunday.
Father's Day is on Sunday.
It says Father's Day is on Sunday.
It's not.
It is. What's wrong with you? Hello, it's Scott Mills here from Radio 1. But have you... If Father's Day is Sunday...
Yeah.
What?
This is the best. These are the best conversations.
What day is Father's Day?
Yeah, Sunday.
It is on Sunday.
That's why we're doing this.
Yeah.
You just said it wasn't.
I was there when it was on the radio.
Oh, yeah.
So you know what we're talking about?
Yeah. What day is Father's Day?
Sunday. Yes, he knows. It. Yeah, great. They all know.
But just checking, you do know that it is actual Father's Day on Sunday.
Yeah.
Okay, you just denied that, but yeah. All right, good to speak to you, mate.
And you.
Love you, bye.
Scott Mills.
Hello?
What day is Father's Day?
Sunday. Hey, I don't know. Father's Day is on Sunday.
He does know. Who's this?
I just don't know.
What's
No, you can come out of it now. Yeah. Who is this?
What's your name?
Who is this, though?
Yeah. Oh, God.
It's Scott and Chris from Radio 1.
Is it really?
Yeah. Hi.
Oh, hi. How you doing?
Yeah, see, I don't know.
Yeah, good. We just wanted to see, I don't know. We just want to test if people actually know this thing that we keep doing on the show. And you do. What's your name?
my name?
Yes. Why is it so hard?
My name's Craig.
Yeah. What is your name in a question?
Craig, why is it so hard for you to have a normal conversation? You don't have to be the Father's Day woman.
Yeah.
But then, see, I don't know.
What's your name?
I don't know.
Name?
Father's Day.
Sunday.
Good to speak to you.
Still don't know.
Good to speak to you too.
Love you, bye.
Okay, love you, bye.
Really not keen to tell us his name at all.
Scott Mills.
Hit subscribe on BBC Sounds and enjoy this podcast at your leisure.
Scott Mills.